You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back in as we continue here live. We have reached the 10 o'clock hour, 4 hours down on our radiothon.
Oh, it's my time, baby.
That's right.
We done made it to my time.
Let me get out your way.
Yeah, No. You got it. You handling business.
This is your normal 10 o'clock time. Normally you would be hearing In the Loop. You would be hearing Reggie, Figgy, and John Lopez. Well, Reggie and Figgy are in the building. Myself. And Brandon Scott, and if you are on YouTube and Twitch, you see my partner in crime, Mr. Clint Sterner, is in the building as he'll be in with us for the next couple of hours. Again, guys, you guys have done an amazing job. Clint, I have expressed, you know, my feeling about putting on the jersey. I said as we get to $10,000 given, I will put on the Texans jersey for the duration of the show.
The Texans jersey.
I will wear.
I heard the Rockets sleeveless Rockets jersey. Well,
that's
dinner.
At our dinner.
But yeah.
I will wear as soon as we hit $10,000. I will wear the Texans jersey, and we have got to be closing in on $10,000. We blew. Not just we. You. You helped us blow the little $3,000 goal they had. They've moved the goal. We were able to do that in the first 2.5 hours with your help. You could help us continue to do that. The Houston Food Bank, their budget has been cut by $11 million in the last year, and they are still expected to service over 1 million people in the Houston area, 18 counties, and we are trying to do what we can to help them, and you guys have done amazing with that. Again, you can throughout text Sports Radio 610-271-777. Sports Radio 610-271-777.
Again, the number is not 27, it's 71777, but that is where you're sending it.
Yes,
to.
Yes, it is. And also, you can call in as Figgy will take care of you, 713-572-4610, and you can bid on our dinners, and we've got now 5 auction items that you can bid on. You got numbers on that, Reggie?
We do have numbers. So the dinners as it relates to the shows, you and one guest having dinner with one of the shows, either Pain and Pen or Gas, $1,500 at the current high bid. In Loop, $1,000 the high bid. The Drive, the high bid is currently $1,000 as well. And Area 45, the high bid is $300. You're going to have to beat that if you want to hang out with the fellas.
Okay, I see Area 45.
We are on the board there. And then
some funds.
Oh, Area 45. There you go.
They on the board. And then the Figgy and B. Scott experience, courtesy of Cormier's Kitchen, that also has a signed, framed Jordan jersey, a Weller 12, and a special extra gift for you and three of your friends that's happening next week. That's $750 is the high bid there as well. So that's what's happening with those situations. And if my totals are correct with the experiences and just the raw donations as of right now, $8,250 thereabouts.
Okay. All right. All right. I need to slow that.
No, ain't no slowing down, baby. Full speed ahead.
No, ready. No, I'll do it. I'll do it for whatever.
We ain't slowing a damn thing down. Here's the deal. I'm here 10 to noon. I need to see these damn donations jump.
Mm.
I need to see the donations jump. And look, here's the deal. I put it on my Twitter. I don't know if you know if that's legal, but it's up there. Maybe I should have waited until I left. It's on my Twitter, at Clint Stern. There's a link directly to it. You got to text nothing. Go right there, bang, boom, it's right there. Take you right to the donations page. Of course, I've talked to some people, y'all.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
We gonna get some jerseys.
I ain't even helped them jerseys. I'm talking about money. I'm talking about them greenbacks, baby. I'm talking about money. We got to get these donations in here. We can get some jerseys. Figgy got some extra jerseys you can throw in on the drive. Huh? Hell, I done seen that room you got. Yeah, no. Hey, look, man. Big shout out to you guys for making this happen, man. It's easy in our world. Hell, it's easy in the world to go about your business and just kind of get your job done. Worry about you. Worry about your family. Worry about what's next with your career, man. To take a day in the station to allow us to do it, or y'all to do it, and take a day to do this, man, is big time, man. So tip my cap to you guys for giving back and having the idea and having the wherewithal and the energy and effort to see it all through, man. So glad to be here, glad to be a part of it.
No, it has been. It's been a I don't think I knew the power of Sports Radio 610 and its listeners, and you guys are showing out, and also our extended family, as Reggie talked about. Many people even outside of the city are sending money to help the Houston Food Bank. All right, B. Scott is in with us for a little bit longer. Let's get your B. Scott's thoughts
here. So an Astros thought for y'all.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, yeah, we got to do this right.
That's right.
We got to get the intro music, man.
It is that time. Yeah. Go ahead and hit that.
My fault.
Go ahead and hit that. Would this not be the most impressive championship if the Astros were able to pull this off? Now, I know I'm putting the cart before the horse a little bit. I know we're only barely like halfway through the season. But the Astros, to me, and this is my thought, there is just something magical about what's going on with the Astros, because I can't fully explain it. I'm going to be honest, man. I didn't think they were really that good going into it. I'm talking about healthy. I didn't think they were that good. I thought they were good enough to win a division, but I didn't think that they were at this level. And then certainly not if you were to tell me that this was what their luck was going to look like this year, all right, that they were going to lose 50-11 pitchers, that Yordan Alvarez's hands were going to continue to hurt, and that he'd even have some kind of fracture that it took him, you know, until it was damn near healed to find out it was even there, and the setback. We know what's going on there. If you were to tell me that all of these things were going to happen in one season on an Astros team that, again, quite frankly, I was not all that impressed with to begin with, I would have thought you were crazy to say that they would be in this position to have a stranglehold on their division and to be one of the better teams, not just in the American League, but in all of baseball, and have as good a chance as anybody out there to threaten for another World Series. Like, to me, this would be as impressive, if not more impressive, of a feat, of a championship type of run as any that they've had if they were able to pull this off. Other years, they've been front runners. I think 2017, they kind of surprised people, and maybe that one is the one that would rival it. It was the first one, too. But this one is completely catching me off guard where these Astros are right now.
Hell, I think everybody's caught off guard, B. Scott.
I can't explain.
They currently are front runners.
Yeah, you look at this thing.
Well, I mean, what is this?
B. Scott, you look at this thing and you go, okay, how? Last year, these cats dug a hole that none of us thought they could dig out of.
True.
And you could argue that at that time, with some of the pieces they had, now not argue, that was a better baseball team on paper. And now all of a sudden, less than a calendar year later, you got a squad that has no business running away with the division, trying to run away with the division before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And weathering the storm of significant injuries along the way. It's wild, man, to think it's a beautiful ride. Just one more chapter in this crazy run the Astros have made.
Yeah, to be the best team through June, or in June, I should say, the best team for the month of June, and then to just kick off July right where you left off. And I understand that they're playing the worst team in baseball to kick off July, but to also do it when guys like Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter and Ryan Gusto, like all of these characters that just shouldn't really factor into the mix, especially in the way that they actually do, and they're giving you meaningful innings, meaningful baseball. Like, I just cannot explain. And it's another reason why I've said, like, as far as Dana Brown and Joe Espada and those awards go for GM of the year or specifically manager of the year when it comes to Joe Espada, I don't know how they're not in the running for piecing this whole thing together.
These lineups that they roll out here sometimes, they had Trammell.
Yeah.
Hummel. And every time I say Trammell, I always
you
got
to put him to go Hamill.
Hamill. Yeah.
Is it Trammell or is it Trammell? I've heard people say it either way.
I mean, think
about
it.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be Trammell. Okay. For me personally.
Oh, very good.
But they got Trammell. They got Hummel. They got – I looked up here in it.
It's a dude whose name we don't know how to pronounce is what the point is.
We was talking so bad about Shea yesterday, and Shea walked out there and got inspired.
And not just inspired, a 450-something
– 451.
Yeah.
I remember it because I was like, this is something I have to know.
Man.
451 feet?
It was a shot. Man.
By the way, he can drop some draws, I believe.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's got the look.
Showstopper, like when he walks in the door.
I don't want to say Pena,
Pena's got the whole package.
He came up to the plate and I thought, he probably walks in, doesn't have to use his mind.
He probably likes being on the road.
Pena's the one that's pretty enough that he might screw it up thinking too highly of himself. You know what I mean? Like you talking about
Shea's a hell of a standard.
That's it. Shea's one of them guys that's just rough enough around the edges where he knows he's got to work. He's got to work a little bit.
He remembers those four errors he had.
Yeah, he can't walk in, that brought him right back down to earth. If he ever thought he was better than he really is, his ass was brought down to earth last year with four errors. And if he didn't hear it enough, Tyler damn sure let him hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, look, that's a great deal. Like the Astros, we've gotten to a point where it's just like, and it's almost laughable, but it's real, of like, who's next?
Yeah.
Well, because these guys keep coming out of nowhere and not just, I mean, they're having monster moments. I mean, they're having like some of these guys, like I don't know if Shea's ever going to make it in the big leagues consistently enough to where he can hang his hat as a big leaguer. You know, there's a good chance he's going to have a run about like I did in the league. Man, you're going to get a couple of shots, a couple of moments, and what do you do with them?
You saw from him yesterday, he's been doing in the minor leagues. I mean, he's been doing.
I mean, I had a hell of a year over in Europe. Hey, man, I spun the peel all over Europe now. They had to play cover two, couldn't rush no more than 3-1 side. Hell, I was good. I was kick ass over there, boy. I tell you what, you get them big leagues a little different. Strahan breathing down your neck. It's just fun to watch, man. It makes when the Astros, you almost get bored of how good they are and just expect them. It's unfair to expect the win, and then it's just you sit there and you go, now it's fun to watch this year to see which pitcher's going to pitch well or which player that they brought up is going to swing the bat well enough and win games kind of deal. So it's been fun, man.
Man, that's the positive side of B. Scott's thoughts. The negative, okay?
I didn't mean to dominate B. Scott's thoughts.
This is how it works.
This
is how the thoughts go out there and then we bounce back.
We're all learning on the fly.
I've been known to chew up some oxygen.
So I missed the intro.
So since we got to the positive, what the hell's going on with this Yordan Alvarez thing, man? Like,
I've never seen anything like
it. It's constantly a one step forward, two step back, but really kind of just to learn that you didn't take that step forward. It just might have been a mirage or a lie or something like that. I have not seen anything like this. Like you just said, Ron, I've not seen anything like this where your star player, your best player, you don't have a really good handle on this injury, this hand injury, man. Like the Yordan Alvarez thing. And show you've been hitting on this, man, and I can remember the first, like the last time we went through this Yordan Alvarez thing when it was, we've revealed that he's 60% healed with the fracture. Somebody's got to either lose their job or really account for this, man. Like the Yordan Alvarez thing to me is like it's one of those things where somebody is to blame, but I don't know who.
But it's the top, B. Scott. Like we're in today's world. I mean, there were tighter ships 25 years ago when I was playing. I mean, like, this is This is unacceptable. I mean, we laugh. I know we do on the drive a good amount of time. We laugh at how you hear from Joe Espada. Well, it was Dusty, and then it was Joe Espada, and then all of a sudden you hear from what was the GM's name? Click, or you hear from James Dana? Click. You hear from Dana Brown, and it's like they ain't been in a meeting room in a week. Like that, like we laugh about that, but when stuff like this happens, that's not laughable.
Yeah, and it's it's one thing if they're just playing coy with the media. Which, you know, I know we can kind of get frustrated with as media and as people who do shows. But it's another thing if it feels like they legitimately don't know what the hell is going on or legitimately don't know what exactly it is that they're talking about. And that's what it's kind of given. Like, I know we joke around and kind of give them a hard time for being secretive. But I'm starting to wonder if it's less just being secretive and more
or
just
incompetent.
A level of competence and just wherewithal. So that's where my concern is. You know, it's one thing if you're just going to lie to me. It's a whole other thing if you don't know what you're doing. So, or if it's both. So, like, I don't know which one it is, but whichever one it is, they need to figure it out and get their head out their tails, man. Seriously, the Yordan Alvarez thing is maddening.
It's just, I said this yesterday, Reggie, when you look at these four players who are high contract money players and highly important players to you winning, how they have handled Yordan this year, maybe there's a couple of other years in there too.
Possibly.
Kyle Tucker last year. Some of the situations with Bregman and his lower half, which was weird.
The gremlins? Is that what we're getting into?
Yeah, and his elbow.
That was the elbow.
And his elbow.
I forgot which part of the body he was talking about now.
He couldn't play first. And he's playing third. And then the Lance McCullers three-year saga of, he's going to have surgery and all that. Like, those four players that make the money they did, the importance of that they are to this team, like, As I said yesterday, Jim Crane's got to be flipping desk. Somebody's got to go.
And the crazy thing about it,
change this up.
I think you could view the way that this Astros team has operated in two ways. You could be like, "Damn, okay," but they've managed to get some good and a lot of good, even despite that. Or you can go the other way, where you go, "Damn it! If we can maximize what we're doing, how much better? How much more could you have won five straight?" And I know that, you know, I'm wilding, but in that instance, you know, I could easily see you, especially as you talk about Jim Crane, a man who's footing the bill for all this, and he's like, how much more could we do if we get this particular portion of it right? Which is why yesterday, myself and Luke Morrow were like, you got to do an audit of this. It can't keep happening like this. Like, it's happened enough times where even if you say you've had bad luck as an organization, it can't all be bad luck. There has to be some portion of this that you're helping facilitate the bad luck, and that needs to change.
You said something, Ron, you said something on y'all's show yesterday about, and I thought this was, I've been thinking about it almost ever since, of, hey, is he going to play again this year? Like, it's on the table that Yordan doesn't, like, that is going back to my earlier thought of how impressive of a run this would be if they were winning the championship or they were to win the World Series. No Yordan Alvarez, to me, that is off the table. Like, that, a lot of it to me is predicated This is eventually going to come around. If he's out, that dream sort of dies for me. It's kind of similar, honestly, to 2022. I don't think it was as bad in 2022, but he had the hand issues in 2022, and we know how that ended, right? Yordan Alvarez is sensational in the postseason. They win the World Series, and it's all history from there. Okay, that's got to replicate itself. That's got to happen again. Like, Yordan Alvarez has to be a part of the mix. As impressive as it is that they've been able to do this part without him, I don't think they can go all the way without him. So, like, that's got to figure itself out for sure.
They keep Jose Abreu dead healthy. They keep his ass up afloat, boy.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about it, boys.
Yeah.
Yordan ain't done. A little old hand. I'll get that thing right.
A little old hand.
Man, hell, yeah. He done been out 60 days.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They're going to get this thing figured out.
I stopped playing in his church. He said this yesterday. I stopped in his tracks, and I said, they just can't seem to get no pain coming from this thing. Like, it just... It seems they tried rest. The next thing to try to fix the pain feels like something that you might have to be a little bit more aggressive in trying to fix the pain other than rest.
Well, how about we just get it right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. How about we just get it? How about we just get it right?
Man, but it's
Yordan Alvarez and the Astros, they have access to things that we only dream we had access to when we have a fractured hand or any kind of injury, man. How about we just get to, how about focus on getting this thing right and get the big fella back when it matters the most?
It just says a lot to me when you have a starting pitcher that breaks his hand or breaks his thumb, gets hurt playing catch in the outfield.
Why did
you
do that?
And then it's just a blip on the radar. Nobody talks about it. Because as crazy as that was, because you got so much else going on. It's wild.
Yeah.
But shout out to the Astros for getting it done.
Shout out to you, B. Scott. We appreciate you giving us a little over 2 hours. Thank you so much for stopping by. As we continue, Clint's in for a couple of hours.
All right.
What you got?
I got to make sure to thank some people who have made sure to donate on the to the Houston Food Bank, texting Sports Radio 610, all one word, to the number 71777, including David Opolskis, Fran McKenzie, Ashley McHenry, James Lewis, James Hillen, Richard Epley, and for Jeffrey Payne, who donated, I have to say, this is Reginald Atatula, and I'm wearing a pink thong for the Ron and Reggie thong today.
Wait, what?
That is what I have to say. Yeah. What I had to say to make sure to get that $50 for the Houston Food Bank.
One of the great things about what we're doing here is we've heard from B. Scott, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne has jumped in, Clint Sterner is in. It's not just a Sports Radio 610 thing. The entire Odyssey family, Odyssey Houston family, jumping in. And we're going to be joined by some of our partners in crime, Frito and Katie from the Frito and Katie Show on The Bull. They will join us coming up next as we continue to try to raise money to help the Houston Food Bank continue as the Reggie and Ron Radiothon rolls on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, welcome back in as we are, yes, Parker, I got it. All right, my God.
No, don't bury the lead. We're doing it, baby. Yeah. Clap it up.
What happened? What the hell happened? What I missed?
Tell the people, Ron.
Tell the people. Listen.
It's great news. Tell the people.
Can I walk into it a little bit?
Nah, jump into it, baby.
Is he upset because his wife donated? Is he worried?
He might be.
Is that what got him worked up over there?
It's possible. No, I'm good. I just need to see what she...
Did it come out of the joint account?
I just need to see what she donated. All right. It's good. That's workable. There we go. That's workable. You guys have been amazing. In all seriousness, as we took on this project to try to help raise money for the Houston Food Bank, and we're going from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Again, if you are not aware, they have had their budget cut $11 million here in the last year. They are still expected to service over a million people here in the Houston area, 18 different counties. And we just wanted to help in any way. They had a measly little $3,000 as a goal that we eclipsed in 2 hours. And I said if we get to 10K, that I would, as a Chiefs fan, I have been asked multiple times around here, hey, why don't you throw in that jersey? Why don't you throw that jersey? I've even heard a birdie say Cal and Hannah may have wanted me to do so. I said at 10,000. I would wear a Texans jersey, and apparently,
$4,500 in auctions at least right now, and then another $6,000 in donations. Now, Frito and Katie of the Bull, the morning show, Frito and Katie morning show, that are joining us now. Can y'all do simple math? Because I struggle sometimes.
Well, no, I mean, no, you could. No, you don't want us doing that.
I came to put you in the hot seat.
Oh, okay.
Don't turn this around.
No, I was just trying to help. I was trying to see if y'all could help me because 6,000 plus 4,500.
We're there.
All right. Okay.
We're there.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
We're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're there. I'm going to throw on the jersey. It's a little tight, too. I believe it's.
When does that happen?
I'll let him live for one more second.
Let me get this in because now I got to wear the duration.
I can tell you, I can see where the excuse is coming. It's going to be like, well, no, I said 10,000 in donations.
I almost gave him the leeway, and this close.
I'll be honest, we look like we're about to.
This would be the time to donate. We're just saying, like, if you want to make it a certainty.
But I will gladly throw it on. Now the boss is trying to get me to put on the helmet as well.
I think you should go britches. The boss just doesn't know the length of your crack and what that we need to see that in some football britches.
I do. I would place a bet that I have the longest crack in the country.
I mean, Ron, I think you could put Frito and Katie's together and you still got them.
Got them.
I don't want to know how you know that.
They work together every day.
I've been working for a long time.
Y'all know.
Let me tie my shoes.
Yeah. let him tie his shoes. You'll know too, sister.
Let me pick up a pen. hey, during that football stretch line, we used to have to do.
All right.
Stretch line.
Painting a very vivid picture. My friend,
yeah, we're doubling down on this. Like, it's
him, Ron.
Oh, he owns it, Frito. There he goes.
Yeah, Frito, it's one you get in the way of. You get out in front of, right?
Hey.
You introduce that. Like, it's one of them ones, Katie, you look at you like, damn, my God.
Hey, he can't run from it, Frito. Believe it or not, that long crack follows him everywhere he goes.
You can stream these guys live on YouTube in case you want it on this convo.
Yeah, Frito, it ain't a belt to cover it, man.
Good Lord.
Just out here giving it all. All right, we appreciate you joining us and helping us. I feel like you got a little quiz of some sort for
us. We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's a good idea to wait for the jersey because you don't want to be maybe potentially doubly embarrassed, right? Because maybe trivia is not your jam.
Catch two L's,
right?
At
so
once,
you got to be at least a little bit comfortable as we give you a timed trivia challenge.
Timed, all right.
Yes.
Yeah. So we do this every day. It's 10 questions that you have to answer correctly in 60 seconds.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so if people do it, they get money.
They do. There have been two people so far who have actually succeeded at
just
this.
Two. Okay.
And since we don't want to pay you guys, and since this is a sports radio station and all you guys do is gamble, we figured we would make it very similar in theme here.
You pay.
Loser is going to owe $100. To the food bank.
No problem.
I just want
or
to say
more. No problem. Ron will happily pay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how much did your wife give? Maybe it is $1,000. We'll add a zero to it.
You want to keep on ratcheting?
My wife just paid.
He's trying to get out of it. Wife's already paid. Deduct whatever it is.
Jump the gun on that one.
Just paid.
So
paid earlier this morning.
This is pretty simple rules. So again, 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. That's the goal. Now, You can pass on any of the questions.
Okay.
Just say pass, and Katie will go into the next one. Now, the advantage there is that if you have time remaining at the end of the 60
And that's
seconds,
a big if.
That is a huge if. We'll come back around to your passes.
All right.
You cannot change your answer once you give them. So whatever you say, that's what we're sticking with. Now, right, each of you are getting a quiz.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah. So,
oh, okay.
So,
no, I was going to say he can go first then, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, but with that said, there is an advantage probably into knowing the bar that you have to
play. Sure.
So with that, who is taking the first quiz?
No matter to me. You select.
Well, it's your we're in your show time, so I'll take the first one.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Well, let's do this properly. Fig, hit our music, my friend.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
What is the hardest known natural material?
Wow.
Chartreuse is a color between yellow and what? Chartreuse.
Blue.
What is James Bond's preferred drink?
Martini.
Area 51 is located in what state?
Texas.
What does NBA stand for?
National Basketball Association.
Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Amelia Earhart.
What animal is known by the nickname Sea Cow?
Pass.
What disease is caused by a lack of vitamin C?
Syphilis.
What famous artist reportedly cut off his own ear?
Van Gogh.
What is sauerkraut made out of?
Onions.
What animal is known by the nickname sea cow?
Skunk.
I think that was the only pass.
You lost him by the syphilis.
Also, this is not.
I know, and I had to. This is because I'm an idiot. So I think what she wanted me to do is combine it into one thing, and I had two things. Figgy, I'm so sorry, my friend.
That was longer than that was
no,
longer.
No, I need all the time to hear all of that.
We need more than a minute.
You got the timed advantage.
You're dealing with some mental midgets over here. We need 2 minutes.
Now, with that's not bad.
Well, we did have some misses, so we'll just go through the entire thing.
Did you?
I know y'all are looking to fill time, so we'll just go over all of it, okay?
Syphilis is not there.
Syphilis is not. It's actually scurvy.
Scurvy, yeah.
Yeah, the scurvy.
Never had it.
All right, well,
good.
Which one?
I'm glad.
You know what? Let's not go through that.
Syphilis felt right.
All right, the hardest known natural material.
Diamond.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Oh,
Whoa, wait.
What is that?
Still got business.
I don't know, but it sounded
good.
We go through it. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Everybody knows. Okay. What they missed if they're playing along.
So we can all learn a little something together.
Yeah. Okay, chartreuse. Is a color between yellow
green?
And
green.
Green.
Okay.
Green.
Oh, you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
My man, Dirty Red knew that one.
Yeah. Yes, sir. The old fishing
it's
lure.
You get a
chartreuse worm in the
there you go.
Best fish.
There you go. Never fished.
James Bond's preferred drink is a martini.
Shake and not stir, baby.
Yep. Area 51, not located in Texas. Where is it?
New Mexico.
No.
It's in Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah, it's like you're outside of Vegas.
It's in Nevada.
I got that wrong. Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. The one that we know about anyway. What does NBA stand for? Obviously, a slam
dunk. Yeah, right.
Got to give him some layups.
Nailed that one, baby.
Got some points.
Amelia Earhart also, the first woman
nailed
to fly
that.
Solo
Three.
Across
I got
the Atlantic.
Nailed got that one.
What animal is known by the nickname Sea Cow?
Is that a walrus?
Manatees.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Manatees. Yeah.
Shut your ass up. You ain't got none of these. Hold on. You want to compare answers? I missed by saying walrus. You missed by saying skunk.
That's all right. Hell, we missed, didn't we?
Yeah.
We both missed.
You got Van Gogh. We missed scurvy, and it's cabbage that sauerkraut is made out of.
Mm. All right.
I was going to say nastiness.
Yeah. So. I would have accepted that.
Yeah.
So how many did I get?
Polarizing.
How many did you get?
Is that three?
Correctly? Yeah. All right, so we got Van Gogh,
right.
Earhart,
right.
NBA,
right.
Martini.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
So four.
Four is actually not a bad score.
That's not bad.
The bar is four. Now, for the next one, all we'll need is the timer.
Syphilis, I believe,
like
should give me an extra. I don't know.
We'll give you a half point. That's four and a half.
It's vitamin C.
I mean, I'll tell you this. We give people a lot of liberty.
They ain't saying vitamin D now, brother.
I didn't have the answer, so I thought, let's have fun with it.
All right. So the bar to beat is four.
Okay.
Are we prepared?
Probably not, but let's do it anyway.
This will be a different quiz, so again, there's no advantage. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's roll the timer, Fig.
What's the name of Homer Simpson's wife?
Marge.
What ocean is off the California coast?
Pacific.
How many weeks are in a year?
52.
What type of leaf is on the Canadian flag?
Maple leaf.
What is a group of lions called?
The Pride.
Who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Who is depicted on the $100 bill?
That is a Benjamin.
Animals that eat both plants and meat are called what?
Omnivores.
What is the tallest type of grass?
Oh, wow. Oh,
finally a hard one.
Wow.
Wheat? I don't know.
He's going wheat.
It's like bluegrass or something. I don't know.
What is the smallest country in the world?
St. Martin. I know that's not the right one.
We had no passes.
How much time elapsed in that?
Hold on.
Figgy, is that like a 30
seconds? I don't feel like these 13
seconds.
This is the problem with the money minute, right?
It's the Vatican. That was what I was looking for.
The Vatican City.
Yeah. You didn't say it.
Tallest type of grass is bamboo.
Your time just ran out, so you did have
it.
Oh, I had one more?
Said an eight.
No, but I already said I already answered.
Ron's like, no.
That was like the insane bolts of money. That was insane.
Thank you, Ray. I feel like they were softballs there, but.
Yeah, but he blew the door.
I didn't know who was going first, who was going second.
That's true. Yeah, y'all.
He doubled you up.
Well, shut up.
Absolutely.
You screwed it up a little bit, a group of lions?
Are you kidding me?
You screwed it up. I also was cooking your answers too, to be honest.
Wow. Okay, thank you, Adam. Ron had way harder questions.
Wow.
This is like the bane of my existence.
Well, I bet it is.
All anyone wants to do is like clown on me for these questions.
This is true.
And it's like, look, I just sit here and I have to come up with like a billion trivia questions and then I just randomize them. Okay? So the next quiz you get might be all your questions, my dude.
Do you want them to come back
in
an hour?
No, you want to do this and win it back?
I don't want to play anymore.
Okay.
All right, we're down $100.
His first five felt like they were a bit of a walk in the park.
I mean, there are three
can we go through these again,
please? Well, I thought scurvy was pretty obvious, friend.
Syphilis, right?
You could have gave me 10 guesses.
You could have gave me 10 guesses. The pirates didn't get enough vitamin D on them.
I would have got the syphilis before I got
Leave Layla alone. She ain't do nothing here.
Figgy didn't have scurvy.
You are lashing out right now, sir.
He's already got to do the jersey.
Yeah.
He just lost at the money maker.
I forgot about the jersey. Yeah.
He's down an extra $100 on an ever-growing stack of donations to this radio.
Because he didn't know that a sea cow.
Lord
knows. He thought a sea cow was a skunk.
You know $100 for me.
You're suffering for your art,
sir. I got to get these floors.
You are suffering for your art. I could not have more respect for the both.
Can I help you out? It's for a good cause.
No, I...
Yes.
Yes. I want to.
Best call.
That's beside the point right now. I need 5 minutes. But can I? Can we run over his answers, please? I felt like his first five felt like a walk in the park to me. I'm just saying.
Okay, so Homer Simpson's wife.
Come on. Are you kidding
Marge?
Me?
Well, I'll tell you this. We play a game. Mm-mm. We play a game where we ask people recently to name five Simpsons characters in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was a lot harder than you think.
They struggle.
Putting up like Dr. Nick.
Otto. We're
having fun,
man. Yeah. But yeah, that was not an easy game.
No.
That was an impressive run, Ridge.
Thank you.
It really was.
What, oceans off the California coast? Maybe you're not.
Yeah, I did
great.
Feel bad when I heard that one come up. I was like, oh, I'm putting this, man. I'm running
an
circles around here right now.
California coast?
I think you
In fact,
easiest.
It took me a half second because I was like, am I, is this too easy? Is this a trap?
He
was like, no, this is the right one. You did have
NBA.
I will switch the NBA for the Pacific Ocean.
How do we get through this quiz every day? Because we've just like because the debate is actually taking longer than the quiz.
I do want to say, Katie, I'm proud of you. Unlike Steve Harvey, that syphilis would have thrown Steve Harvey
into a tizzy.
15 seconds.
Steve dreams of catching a syphilis like that. And I know bad phrasing, but just like that makes a whole show for Harvey.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Just one of those.
All right. I'll pay
the best Steve Harvey's the kind of pork when old boy said cupine.
legend of the game.
Hey, when you give a dumbass answer like syphilis, when Steve starts just walking to the other side, he says, I'm going to go ahead and go on over there. I mean,
it could be worse. You could have made eye contact with him. He really hates that.
That was fun, we appreciate you stopping
thank
by
thank you so much
every morning on the bull
every
time?
Morning 5 a.m to 10 a.m
I didn't realize it was 5. God bless you.
Yeah, he was strutting around here with that cup of coffee.
Gotta put this quiz together.
Yeah, she gotta
that's
do
right.
10 questions
that's
a day
true,
takes
that's
a long
true.
Time
exactly That's it. All right. We appreciate you guys stopping by.
Good luck,
continue
fellas.
To
thank
help
you.
Us out here.
Oh, I'm doing great. He's the one who needs some luck.
Can I ask one question before we go?
Yes.
The $3,000 goal that y'all said you were given, who?
The food bank. They didn't realize the power of Sports Radio 610.
They didn't realize.
They legit only.
They just said $3,000?
Really?
They thought that's where to start with. And right now, just in cash donations, over $6,000.
Well done.
Sports Radio 610 listenership is coming strong right now.
This is
and
amazing.
We are only, 4 hours and 42 minutes in?
Y'all are legitimately just getting warmed up. Yeah, you got like eight hours to go.
Ooh, I'll come back in 8 hours and do a quiz.
That's unnecessary for you to give us
I want to do that.
That's completely unnecessary.
Over the phone.
Okay.
I won't be here.
That was
fair
enough.
Completely unnecessary.
All right, fellas. Great work.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Remember, text in Sports Radio 610-271-777 for your chance to help us out and give a donation. Also, call in 713-572-4610, and you can bid on all five of our auction items. There are dinners with Payne and Pendergast. You got to jump over $1,500. To get that one, also within the loop and the drive, you got to jump over 1,000 to get that dinner, as well as Area 45 sitting at 250, and then
300. You got to get over 300.
Sorry, yep. 300. You got to bid over 300, and also our 750 bid to Cormier's. Our friends there with a complete amazing package.
So just to give you a heads up again, that is dinner with B. Scott and Figgy.
That's
plus
right.
You and three friends. And then you'll also get a signed framed Yordan Alvarez jersey, Weller 12, which is a spirit that I am not familiar with because I'm too poor. And then on top of that, a special extra gift for you and three friends that will be happening next week. Special.
Yep. Three friends. Yep. Mm-hmm. So continue with us as we continue here on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon. All right. Welcome back in as we get rolling here. Clint Sterner's in the building as well. We're all over the place here. A shout out to Frito and Katie who helped us out. That was a lot of fun. Someone texted in. What did I miss? Sally, you missed Ron, the show, making a complete fool out of himself.
Well, you don't have to say all that.
Champ Slice, Ron sucks at trivia. Certain trivia. I would just like to say.
I got a phobia.
Of trivia?
I got a phobia.
Yeah.
Karaoke and trivia. I'm awful.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you would cook at karaoke.
No.
Trivia, it's certain trivia, right? Like, it's certain categories. Some of those, I just didn't have. I do feel like my questions were significantly tougher, and I will stand by that.
I also made it abundantly clear that I knew the answers to your questions when they were running through them.
You didn't know all of them.
Most
you
of them.
I knew a majority of them. You got many of them wrong.
I'm just going to be honest with you. Reg is on a different level.
Than you.
In trivia. Today.
And that today. Today and those questions.
Like, I'll acknowledge today.
Like sports TV does. So-and-so's the best. With 2 minutes left in the game versus sub-500 teams in regular season.
Right. Uh-huh. That's fine. Right.
Yeah. Right. No, that was, I thought Ron's was good. And I was like, damn, that would have, I don't know if I'd have beat Ron. And then you went, and I was like, golly.
I think you would have got those first five.
I'm trying to think. I would have got five of yours. When she went back through them, I'd have got them. I'd have got five of them.
How many did you end up getting? I don't even know if we counted it.
I had diamond, NBA, chartreuse, Van Gogh, and there was one other one. I got five for you.
Yeah,
I got five for you too. Not eight. You had eight. You were eight for eight. You almost won their damn.
Well, there was. I didn't get. There was a couple of them that I didn't get. But
Sally said syphilis. Well, obviously, I mean, guys, that was not a.
That was not your. That was not your proudest moment.
Well, that wasn't a serious. That was fun.
I actually think he's very proud of it. it's dominated the trivia conversation.
Syphilis. Hey, I mean, I didn't have the answer, so let's have some fun with it.
Wait, hold on.
Syphilis and skunk. I didn't have them. Let's have some fun with it.
I do think we're burying the lead. We've started this conversation, this. I feel like we should also mention, though, that Ron, the show Hughley, notoriously a son of Kansas City, is currently clad in the H-Town blue Texans jersey, a number 24 that, I mean, obviously, I know he looks like he could be Derek Stingley, but on the back it says Hughley.
Yeah, I don't think I do look like I could be Derek
Stingley. I don't
know.
I feel like you lock people up right now.
You ain't got a lot to kick it here. I mean.
it's been about 6 years in the making right here. Yeah.
But you know what that means? Means that we are at $10,000 collectively, and you guys keep coming through. I got to shout out some people. Richard Epley, Sean Smith.
My boy Freddie.
Robert Schrock, Lisa Skelton, Courtney Hughley.
Yeah. The Hughley family has jumped in there.
Chris Mitchell, John Ruiz, and Clint Roeder. I hope I said that correctly. All of them have added in to what we're doing here, and now we are, I mean, about 6'4", just on cash donations alone to help make this a successful radiothon as we raise money for the Houston Food Bank, a very charitable, very big organization in the Houston area.
You guys have been amazing. Again, Tech Sports Radio 610-271-77 as we continue to roll through. That's how you can donate. As well as you can still, let's get these numbers up as well on the auction items. We got five dinners. You got a chance to have a dinner with Payne and Pendergast, with In the Loop, with The Drive, with Area 45, and with Figgy and B. Scott. Somebody texted in earlier. Can we get a dinner with B. Scott? Yes, you can. Our guy Figgy and B. Scott. You can text to win. You can call in to bid on those. What are the numbers on those bids again?
Figgy, I just want to check with you. We're still standing steady at where we previously
were,
right?
Yeah, we're still steady.
Well, let's pick it up.
So you got to get over $1,500 to hang out with Payne and Pendergast. Over $1,000 will have you as the top bid for both the In the Loop and the Drive bids. Over $300 if you want to get in with Area 45, Christian's Tailgate. And then you got a top $750 right now in order to get in with the Cormier's Kitchen B. Scott and Fig package, because it's not just dinner. It's dinner, and it's not just like the other dinners are you and one friend, so it's two people hanging out with the shows. With that particular dinner, which honestly is looking kind of like the best package, to be completely honest, it is you and three friends along with Fig and B. Scott, plus you guys get a signed, framed Yordan Alvarez jersey.
It look good too, man.
Yeah, it sure does. And then you also get some Weller 12, and on top of that, there is yourself and three friends also will get an opportunity for a special extra gift that is happening next week. So y'all will have an opportunity to an event, attend a particular event, is what I will say.
Here we go. Someone text in, guys. We should see Ronnie in a lime green bikini. Why?
What? 50, what?
We ain't trying to do all that,
10,
man.
Why
don't y'all put Reggie's ass in
the grand?
How come Reggie ass? Because
you got a long crack.
Why you got to keep squeezing my boy Ron and stuff?
Now, Devin, I got a long crack. Hey, man. I'm wearing this stuff. Damn.
I mean, it hurt. I mean, that ain't only bothering to put the damn thing on. That hurts his heart, man. I mean, he been fighting for 6 years. I mean, he's laid it on the line in that three different bosses' office in there. I ain't doing it.
I did.
Here he is, man. Damn, what else you want from my boy?
I did open myself up to potential ridicule.
Nobody wants to see me in a bikini.
I don't think that's true. I'm dead.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't think that's true. I didn't say that I wanted to. I just don't think that that's a factual statement.
If somebody slid a photo of Ron in a neon green bikini across that desk, you wouldn't look?
No. Man.
Curiosity would kill me. I wouldn't want to, but the curiosity would kill me.
I'd be the quickest one to snatch that thing up and get me a good look at it.
Sally said Reggie would look cute in anything. So
thanks, Sally. Sally is one of my biggest fans. She's very kind.
Yeah, Sally is a...
Sally's very kind. I appreciate
it. She's nice.
All right, so I did open myself up to a certain level of ridicule if you want to get after me. I said, you donate $50... Send me proof of it. You can send it on Twitter, on Instagram, message me, if you, but also email reginald.attitula@odyssey.com. And I will say whatever message you want me to say on these airwaves that is FCC viable, I will say that. It will come out of my mouth. Earlier today, I said that I'm wearing a pink thong. Because shout out to Jeffrey Payne who sent that in.
I didn't know where that came from.
That's right.
Oh, they're going to tell you what to
you
say.
Tell me. I will say what you want me to say on these airwaves as long as it will not get me in FCC trouble.
I saw you in the bathroom earlier. It's not pink, is it?
No, it's not. But
I thought it was more chartreuse.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
The old I see you in the bathroom. I've showered with.
They got short partitions in there, man. You ain't got to try.
I like that. In theory, the joke that Clint just had has me pulling down the entirety of my trousers to utilize.
And when you're living over here with me, man, you don't even touch them because you know it don't matter.
Everybody's got great college stories, right? One of my best college stories. My boy Jeff Johnson. God bless his soul. So rest in peace. He passed in a car accident, a few years back. But man, my man was a fool, man. We were in a packed college bar. It can't get no, you know, college bars. You can't they fire code, hell with that. They're gonna squeeze as many as they can in there. And the bathroom was just as packed. And I come around that corner, man, and you know, I'm on cloud nine. We're out there, college campus, we're hunting. I mean, it's a beautiful scene. I come around that corner in that bathroom, and my man has got his britches, underwear and his britches. Around his ankles, boys. And
like
his shirt tucked up underneath his armpits, and I'm like, oh. No.
Was he leaning, or was it still straight up?
Oh, he's straight up. Hand on the wall, posing.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, man, and there's 20 dudes in line behind him waiting to take a piss, and I'm just like, God. I mean, that is one of my... Hey, Fayetteville, Arkansas was good, boy.
And with that story, guys, we would love it for you to text Sports Radio 16 to 71777. Please help us feed Houston as we continue, baby. We are 5 hours in.
Five now?
Yep, and we're going till 6.
Not quite halfway there yet, boys.
Not quite, but we're getting there. And with your help, this has made this a special, special day. So continue here as... We want to keep rolling. Again, text sports. It's the jersey I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. Text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. And Fig is ready. The phone lines are open. You can call in and get in on these bids. We're at 1,000, Clint. We need to jump this thing up now.
Yeah, by the way, is it Sports Radio, any Sports Radio 16, or is it all one word?
All one word.
It's got to be all one word, right? Okay, all one word to 71777.
That's right.
Yeah, we got to get this thing up. Now, look, I feel like we've got a slight advantage, Ron, because, I mean, our sweet spot is 2-6.
That's right.
I mean, the real loyal drive. There's probably some people listening right now that can't stand you.
Well, yeah, that was me. Somebody, we have been offered multiple prices for me to stop being a part of it. $10,000, and I told her I'll take an hour off for $10,000.
That's right.
You do it right there.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like we're in a really good spot because, you know, Payne and Pendergast has already happened.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.